Well, it's Easter, so you know what that means. It's almost time for pumpkin spice lattes. And as of tomorrow, there are only 268 days until Christmas. So now you know. Today, for Easter, you may be expecting a Christ is risen sermon, but here at Bearing, we're going through the Gospel of Mark, and we're basically still in the beginning of the story in Mark 4. However, if this is the only sermon you hear in the entire series, I assure you that it's something we all need to hear from Jesus. Lots of little stories that basically remind us of the beauty of small things. So hear now the word of the Lord from Mark 4, 21 through 34, most straight from the mouth of Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp and put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," Jesus continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them." Jesus also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch on its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. He explained everything. And I know what you might be thinking if you've heard some of this before. Oh, it would have been so good to have been there with Jesus, because then he would have explained all this stuff that I don't understand. Well, I've got bad news for you. The 12, the closest who were there, even after they had everything explained to them, every time Jesus said or did something, Mark tells us in Mark's language that they were amazed, which is Mark's way of kindly, maybe not so kindly, saying they didn't get it. They didn't have a clue. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. So he explained everything. That's perhaps our calling today, as we, the body of Christ, are called these days to explain everything. You ever feel that? We just have to explain everything all the time? Well, here goes. I was in Jerusalem years ago, and one of the things that we did while we were there was go to the Holocaust Museum. And I've been to a number of Holocaust museums around the world. But there was one place within the museum that I can't stop seeing. And it was years ago. It was almost 20 years ago. And I can't stop seeing this. We walked out of the main building, walked outside, rounded a corner, if memory serves me correctly. But I remember seeing the entrance to what appeared to be like a hill, a cave that went underground. And so I walk in to this door, and you start walking down a hallway, and it feels like you're in complete darkness. It's just darkness. and you walk and you can barely see what's ahead of you, and then it opens up into a giant room that is just filled with thousands of candles. And it was the children's memorial at the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. Darkness, darkness, darkness. Open up into this huge expanse where there's thousands of candles. So you're standing there for a while. They want you to keep moving because there's a line. I stood there for a minute and finally walked outside. And as we were walking outside, people were saying, and I could hear them, and the ones who were speaking English, because there were tons of different languages, the ones who were speaking English were saying to one another, "Can you believe that that was only one candle? Wait." This is my reaction. What? And you start learning more about what you just saw. And it was one candle. And there are mirrors and glass and everything turning this one candle into what looks like thousands of bright lights. If we follow today the tradition of the risen Jesus, and if we are called to explain everything, here goes. Put your lamp, your light, where everyone can see it. Your light is about telling good news. The good news of Jesus specifically, in driving out of the world all forms of anything that does not participate in Jesus' work of forgiveness. This is about living into God's good creation. Even if you don't know anything about God and Jesus and all the things associated with being a Christian, the most important thing is to be a person who believes in the good news, in these good things of God, and one of the biggest of those is about being a person of forgiveness. That is an act of the kingdom of God. And Jesus then says, and this may be where you got hung up a little bit, it's where most of us get hung up, "Oh, by the way, whatever measure of those things you use, that will be returned to you." And even for the ones who don't have, even what they have will be taken from them. And if you're like me, you're reading Jesus saying, "What? What are you talking about?" Well, first of all, just one thing to ease our minds a little bit, if you don't have, it can't be taken from you. This is Jesus in parable form telling us about hearing. Remember, he starts about hearing. He's telling us to hear. If you are hearing what I am saying, Jesus says in parable form, if you're hearing what I'm saying, you're going to keep hearing. In fact, you're going to hear even more. If you're not hearing, then you're not going to hear. If you have ears to hear, then you can hear. Get it? It'll take some time and it'll take some repetition. This is probably why Jesus went and explained everything. I will say, by the way, whenever Jesus says, "If you have a little, even more will be given to you," this is not a Jesus strategy for cars and houses. So let's just get the materialism interpretation of this verse off the table, because that's not what Jesus was talking about. On the contrary, I'd go so far as to say that Jesus could not care less about temporary things. Instead, we explain things in terms of permanence, of things that last. What lasts in this world? Think of all the things that we spend so much of our time going after. What are you going after in your life? Most of the things that we go after that we can see, smell, taste, touch, feel, 100 years from now, be absolute. They'll be the stuff that fills garbage dumps. What are you really going after? I think that so far in the Gospel of Mark, when we meet Jesus in this place, Jesus is telling us that this is about good news. And specifically, this is about forgiveness. If you are cultivating in your life good news, do it to the fullest measure. If you're spending your life in forgiveness, forgive as much as you possibly can.
Everything else will fall into place.
So just think about that today and as you go through your week. If you're spending your life focused on good things and on the forgiveness that we learn from Jesus, everything else will fall into place. And so Jesus in Mark 4 tells us and shows us a collection of stories that remind us of the beauty of small things. Jesus makes a comparison between our lives and shining lights. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a farmer, but in this smaller version of his big parable, the kingdom of God is like seeds, even a tiny little bitty seed that grows into a tree. Explain everything? Well, yeah. In keeping with Jesus' short but sweet stories, in as simple terms as possible. A little bit of light goes a long way. A little bit of tree can go a long way too. So can a little bit of forgiveness. And even a little bit of good news. We live in a world that has blinded us to the beauty of small things. We live in a world of excess where we eat too much, we drink too much, and we want too much. But here on this unusual Easter Sunday reading of Mark 4, we might need to remember that even the resurrection of Jesus started small. It was just a few people. But eventually word got out. And that's why we're still here. A little bit of good news goes a long, long way. And whether you believe all the stories, and sometimes you may roll your eyes at what passes for Christian these days, but no matter where you find yourself today, no one can argue that a little bit of forgiveness is a great, big, good thing. And a little bit of light can overcome any darkness. And this, my dear friends, even if it's just a little good news, is still really, really good news. Amen.